UTA Radio.
UTA Radio.
Radio. UTA.
UTA Radio.
Idaat. UTA.
.com.
Welcome to Radio Maverick, a production of the UTA Radio News Team.
A podcast for the UTA community with a little pop to your news. I'm Pablo Pena.
And I'm Lina Muhammad. Thank you for joining us.
A UTA student is dealing with the crisis in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria.
Not knowing what your family's going through, not knowing if they need help, that's always something that, you know, it's going to worry you.
But first, your UTA headlines.
UTA is not immune to crime on campus. UTA Radio's Lance Ligas has a look at the university's annual crime report.
The numbers from 2016 show a marked increase in liquor law violations, with 98 compared to 52 in 2015. Domestic violence cases were also up to 24 compared to just 2 cases in 2015. In these cases, domestic violence is defined as dating violence or roommate violence. Burglaries, robberies, and assaults were relatively low, though police did investigate 4 cases of rape. That's down from 7 cases in 2014. Lance Ligas, UTA Radio News.
A full copy of the 2017 Annual Security and Fire Safety Report is available online at police.uta.edu.
Ronald Elsenbaumer, longtime advisor to President Kabari, is saying goodbye to UTA. Elsenbaumer was recently appointed chancellor of Indiana University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne. Currently, he is President Kabari's senior advisor and interim dean of the College of Architecture, Planning, and Public Affairs. According to the Shorthorn, he has worked various positions at UTA since 1991. His new appointment as chancellor is effective November 1st.
The Latin American Student Association held a fundraiser this week for the victims of the magnitude 7.1 earthquake that rocked Mexico City.
We're all very sad about it. That's not enough sometimes, so that's why we decided to do this fundraiser.
Pre-nursing sophomore Lorena Hernandez has family and friends in the city. Luckily, they didn't see too much tragedy, but she encourages students to do what they can.
So people can just really do research and find out what else they can do. Mainly money, because there's a lot of people, a lot of families on the streets. And so they need a place to go. And also like the Mexican Red Cross, they're providing shelter and food. So that would help a lot too, if they could.
43 people are still missing in Mexico City, and at least 326 people have died since the earthquake struck.
The aftermath of Hurricane Maria has turned into a humanitarian crisis, and one UTA student's family has been severely affected. I spoke with broadcasting senior Mara Lopez about the situation and what students can do to help.
So Mara, I understand that you have family in Puerto Rico. How are they doing?
So my family that's out there right now, it's my grandmother and my grandfather. I have uncles and aunts. I have probably about 75 family members living in Puerto Rico right now, but among those are my parents. When Hurricane Maria hit, it was kind of stressful, because the first thing that I did when I woke up at 6 a.m. was call my family, and it was all the lines were disconnected. The only person that I could get in contact with was actually my grandmother, who had a landline, and she picked up, and she said that, you know, it was very terrifying. The winds were very strong, but as of that moment, they were okay. And so that was good. I was calm to hear that my grandparents were fine, but I still hadn't heard from my parents. And so my parents actually live on the other side of the island, and that's in the southern part. And so, you know, the hurricane hit Wednesday, Thursday went around, Friday, and I just became more and more worried, especially watching the news and finding out that Ponce, which is the city that my parents live in, was a lot, there was a lot more effects to it than the northern part of the island. And so it, you know, not knowing what your family's going through, not knowing if they need help, that's always something that, you know, it's going to worry you. And so, you know, it was really tough not knowing. But yesterday, my dad, he actually sent me a Facebook message, because he got some Wi-Fi from the National Guard, and he said that they were okay, and it's not as bad as the media makes it out to be. But I mean, I'm still a little skeptical, because I haven't been able to talk to them, but I'm a little bit more calm now knowing that he said that they're okay.
And so you mentioned you talked to your dad last night, you got in contact with him. So what's the recovery plan? Like, what's the plan of action right now for for your family and or for Puerto Rico in general?
So right now, it's very vague. He literally just sent me a message saying that they are okay, and they will call me whenever they can. So he didn't really say much information. Mm-hmm. But me, being the proactive person that they've raised me to be, I looked at all these different organizations that people can donate to. And so as of right now, I started a GoFundMe to raise funds for my family and victims of Hurricane Maria. And so with that GoFundMe, what I plan to do is just, I don't know if you've seen, there's different groups around the DFW area. One's led by Pudge, the baseball player for the Texas Rangers, or used to be. Mm. And then the other one is led by JJ Barea, who is a Dallas Mavericks player. And so what they're doing is that they're bringing people together to these locations, and it's basically they're donating anything that's like perishable, like non-perishable items, things like batteries, also water, all of that. And so what I'm going to do with these funds from the GoFundMe is I'm going to get together and I'm going to go out to these different locations and buy these items and send them over to these organizations. And they basically have put up planes and like things like that so that they could send all of those materials over to those people affected by Hurricane Maria. I think it's very important for us to get together right now and help as much as we can, because they don't have anything. The island, as of today, is still 100% without power. There's a lot of people. I got lucky because my dad's in the military, and so he has some friends, and he was able to talk to me. But other people have not been able to get in contact with their family. And, you know, that's really upsetting. Mm. So I think it's up to us, as the Puerto Ricans, as we call it, the ones that are actually in the nation, in the United States, we need to help the people in the island. And so we're just getting together and doing as much as we can to help out. I think that's really what we need to do right now. Mm. So just look forward to that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mara Lopez.
Thank you.
That's it for news. Here's Jeremy Black with sports.
Jeremy Black here, bringing you your UTA News Sports Update. Freshman Ava Shidwintek had a strong showing to lead the inaugural UTA Women's Golf Program on the first day of competition at the ORU Shootout at Meadowbrook County Club. The UTA Women's Golf Team had a quick turnaround following the ORU Shootout as it travels to Palm Desert, California for the Wyoming Cowgirl Desert Intercollegiate on September 30th. Down but not out, UTA Volleyball fell in the second conference match of the year to South Alabama. The Mavs got the ninth double-double of the year from senior Tiana Canetti, a preseason All-Sun Belt Conference selection, collecting 15 kills and 12 digs. Junior Zanelle Gathers earned a match-high 19 kills, adding 4 digs. UTA will return to action Friday, traveling to face defending Sun Belt Conference champion Coastal Carolina at 5:30 p.m. before concluding their league opening road trip at Appalachian State on Sunday at 11:30. Smile for the camera. UTA men's basketball will be playing heated rival Texas State on Friday, March 2nd at 6 p.m., nationally televised on ESPN2. How about them Cowboys? The Cowboys defeated the Cardinals Monday night 27-14, bringing their record to 2-1. Dak Prescott finished with 13-for-18 passing attempts for 183 yards and 2 tugs. Zeke also recorded his first touchdown for the season. The Cowboys' next opponent is the LA Rams, who are off to a hot 2-1 start. Uh-oh, seems like the Texas Rangers are outgunned again this season. Rangers were defeated by the Astros 11-2 Monday night. The Rangers are 76-80 for the season, losing 4 straight and playoffs hopes dimming. I'm Jeremy Black, and this is your UTA News Sports Update.
Now for our Arts Corner, arts reporter Nena Ajama spoke to local artist Koto about promoting a positive message through music.
Public relations junior Koto delivers a spiritual message on his latest mixtape, Genesis. The Cameroonian music artist plans to sharpen the skill associated with building a good following. He sat and talked with me about his music's message and the support system that has encouraged him thus far.
So you said this is Christian type of music, and it makes you, as far as the caterpillar symbolism, it's you in your vulnerable state and you falling short.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's basically me expressing myself in my troubles and my sin, I guess, or just running away or straying away from God, you know. So the caterpillar is basically your cry out to God, you know, like you want to become who he's made you to be. You want to become, you know, righteous. You want to live according to his ways, stuff like that. But sometimes, man, you just fall short. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the hat and you see that it has like purple on there, the purple represents royalty. So even though sometimes I see myself that way, God always sees me as his son. So it's just a word, you know, to encourage people that I know sometimes, you know, you're down, you feel like you and God are not right, but you have to see, you have to look at what he sees so you can become what he wants you to be. And then the other S is just the Holy Spirit. So if you look, if in the word Genesis, there's an I before two S's. It's a caterpillar trying to pursue the dove, which is the Holy Spirit, you know. So, and the only thing that steps in between you and God is yourself, to be real. It's basically you making a change in your mind that, hey, I actually want to do this. So
Mom is very supportive of
you. Oh yeah, man, very supportive. To where, like, I had a release party for Genesis, and she was just all over the place.
She was
all over the place, man. It's more of like, I'm trying to speak to your soul, you know, so she supports that 100%. This music is to help you get through the day, get you hype, especially if you're like, I won't say specifically geared towards Christians, it's for everybody. But sometimes, you know, some Christians feel boxed in, like they can't express themselves, man. This will get you hype. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And for people who don't know Christ and all that, it's a good message in there as well, you know what I mean?
Thank you for listening to the Maverick Podcast. This is Nena Ijama from UTA Radio News.
And that wraps up our second episode of Radio Maverick for the week of September the 25th. I am Lina Muhammad.
And I'm Pablo Pena. Radio Maverick is a production of UTA Radio News. UTA Radio is a service of the Department of Communication. We are online all the time.
The preceding program is a production of UTARadio.com and the Department of Communication. Thank you for listening.